So I'd like to first thank you all for coming here this evening and giving me this opportunity to share with you some words about chanting Hare Krishna.
我首先呢，想要感谢大家来到这里，让我们有机会能够跟大家分享一下有关 Hare Krishna mantra 的这种冥想的方法。
My name is Niranjana Swami. I guess I've been introduced to you.
我的名字叫 Niranjana Swami. 我想已经跟你们介绍过了。
And I have some experience with chanting Hare Krishna mantra.I thought I would share some things about my experiences with you.
那我做这个 Hare Krishna mantra 的冥想啊，已经有了一些个经验，所以我想要跟大家分享我的这些体验。
I do not consider myself to be a master at chanting Hare Krishna.
当然了，我并没有认为我自己是这个唱 Hare Krishna mantra 冥想的一个大师。
I am simply a practitioner and.My only credit is that somehow I've been able to chant Hare Krishna every day for 42 years.
那我其实只不过是一个做这样的冥想的一个实践者，而且呢，正好呢，就是我实践了差不多有42年的时间了。
And in those 42 years that I've been chanting every day, minimum at least 2 hours a day, some days much longer. I've grown to appreciate the great value of the Hare Krishna mantra.
由于我这42年以来从没有间断的每一天至少冥想2个小时，有的时候会花更多的时间冥想，因此逐渐逐渐的，我开始能够体验到这个 Hare Krishna mantra 的可贵。
And because.I've been able to appreciate the value throughout those 42 years. I've never felt any inclination to stop chanting.
由于我逐渐逐渐的真的感受到了吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra 的这种那么是有价值的一种感觉，因此呢，我就没有想要放弃它。
Before that, I was a musician in my youth, and I used to think about many songs and sing many songs.Different types of rock and roll songs when I was young.
以前呢，我是一个音乐家。那在我这个年轻的时候，我是经常唱各种各样的歌，主要是一些什么摇滚啊等等这些的歌。
But there was no song that could hold my attention for very long.
但是没有一首歌可以让我很久的时间把注意力放在。
I always found a better song.
我总是感觉到有更好听的那个歌要唱。
Wanted to learn how to play it on the guitar.
然后呢，就特别想要去学习怎么样的，就是用吉他去伴奏。
And then after some time, I learned another song. Forget about the old song.
过了一段时间，我又去学一首新的歌了，把前面学的那个旧的就给忘掉了。
I discovered that when I began chanting Hare Krishna mantra, that it wasn't just another song.
但是呢，我发现当我开始做 Hare Krishna mantra 的这种冥想的时候，它不是另外一首歌了。
But it gave a much more deep meaning to my life by chanting.
相反，透过吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra 这种冥想，让我感受到了生命当中更加深刻的意义。
And the mantra I discovered had a potency to reveal more about myself.
那么我所做的这个 Hare Krishna mantra 的冥想越来越向我揭示，让我了解我真正的自我是怎么回事。
And I find that it's still revealing more about myself.
而且到现在为止，我发现这样的揭示一直没有停过，它会揭示的越来越多。
So.Having grown to appreciate its great value, I thought I could speak a little bit about the value of chanting Hare Krishna mantra to all of you.
所以说呢，由于有了这样的一种对于 Hare Krishna mantra 的这种冥想啊，那种感受到的那种珍贵，因此我就觉得我应该跟大家分享一下它是怎样的可贵。
I'd like to begin by telling a little story.
那我呢，首先先想要跟大家讲一个故事。
Story is not about me.
那个故事不是有关我的。
It's a story about a disciple and his spiritual master.
那个故事是有一个老师和他的学生。
Because in the Vedic tradition, a disciple is somebody who would come to the spiritual master, and he would submit himself to the spiritual master for hearing the truth of confidential spiritual subjects from him.
在古时候啊，在古时候伟达文化的时候。那么那个学生去拜师，去拜灵性导师，目的是为了聆听灵性导师有关讲述有关自我存在的真相。
And the Vedic tradition stands very strongly on this relationship between spiritual master and disciple.
而在古老的伟达时代，那么灵性导师和学生之间的那种关系是非常强的，非常强调这种关系。
Disciple is meant to inquire, and spiritual master is meant to provide answers to inquiries that satisfy the self.
那么在古时候，学生应该向老师提出问题，而灵性导师他的职责是向学生回答问题。这样的话，透过那种聆听，学生就会感到内心十分的满足。
So this is a story about a disciple who came to his spiritual master and asked his spiritual master to please tell him something very confidential about the absolute truth.
那么这个故事呢，有关这个故事就是一个学生就去接近了一位灵性导师，他的灵性导师，然后就向他的灵性导师询问有关这个绝对的真相的一些个奥秘。
Because the disciple wants to hear something very confidential.
因为学生一般都想要听一些机密的内容。
Sometimes the tendency is the disciple wants to hear something special, that unique, that they have that nobody else knows.
有的时候甚至呢，有一些学生会有一些个倾向，他就希望从灵性导师那儿听到一些个特别特殊的啊，独一无二的，只有他自己知道，别人都不知道的秘密。
Of course, this feeling of being special is not very healthy for spiritual knowledge.
那当然了，如果一个人觉得自己特别特殊的话，这个对他学习灵性的知识不是太健康的一个状态。
Because spiritual knowledge is revealed to those who are humble.
实际上，那个灵性的知识是向那些个内心十分谦卑的人才会启示出来。
And for those who are falsely pride, it's very difficult to understand the self.
一个人如果太骄傲自大的话，那么这样的一种灵性的奥秘就不会向他展示出来。
But this disciple wanted to hear something very confidential from his spiritual master.
所以呢，那个学生就想要听他的老师给他讲一些个特别特殊的啊，有关那个绝对真相的知识。
And they were hoping to hear something from he was hoping to hear something from his spiritual master that only he would know about.
而且他希望他那个老师给他讲的那个知识只给他一个人讲，不给别人讲。
So the spiritual master instructed his disciple about chanting Hare Krishna.
那这个老师啊，灵性导师就跟这个学生教这个学生怎么做 Hare Krishna mantra 的冥想。
And he told them that by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, everything about spiritual life will become revealed.
他就跟这个学生说，透过做 Hare Krishna mantra 的这种冥想。那么灵性的所有的灵性知识都会向你展示出来。
And he gave him some instructions about the proper consciousness that one should chant.
然后又教他如何正确的做这种冥想的那个心态是什么。
So the disciple was thinking, I've now received something very confidential.
然后那个学生他就想说，哦，现在我接受了非常机密的一些个内容。
And they were feeling very satisfied for having received such knowledge from his spiritual master.
而且他觉得能够从他的灵性导师那里接受到这样机密的知识，内心感到十分满足。
So he left the ashram of his guru and began walking towards his next destination.
等到学习完了以后，他就离开了那个灵修所，开始向他的下一个人生的目的地迈进了。
And as he was walking, he saw along the banks of the river were some washerwomen. This is in India.
那么那个时候，当然了，他是在那个印度的境内，所以在他走的时候，他就看到在河岸边上有一些洗衣服的妇女。
And the washerwomen were washing their clothes, and they were chanting Hare Krishna.
那些个洗衣服呢，就在吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra.
Because in India, usually the way they wash the clothes is they take a stone and they beat the clothes against the stone, and then they put the soap, wash it, and then wash it, rinse it in the river.
啊，那在这个印度，我不知道大家看到没有，就是洗衣服是把它放在河岸边，然后用那个石头砸那个衣服，然后再擦上一些肥皂，就这样去洗。
It's not that they have a washing machine and they just drop it.
那个时候不是说他们都有。
Push the button and the detergent is all done.
那个时候不是大家都有这个洗衣机，然后就把衣服放到洗衣机里头，只要按一个钮就行了，不是这样洗衣服。
So in the villages, you find many women there, very busy washing clothes, sometimes for quite some time.
所以。
These women were washing clothes and chanting Hare Krishna.
所以呢，我们如果到了印度的那个境内，走到那个村庄的时候，就会看到在河岸边可能会有很多正在洗衣服的妇女在那忙着洗衣服。那那个学生他看到那些个妇女在洗衣服，同时在吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra。
So this disciple was immediately suspicious that I thought I heard something confidential from my spiritual master.
那个学生当时就心说了，哎，好像本来我以为我的灵性导师告诉了我一些个只有我知道的机密的事情。
Here are these villagers who are washing clothes and they're chanting Hare Krishna, they're washing clothes.
但是呢，你看看这些个农村的洗衣妇，他们一边在洗衣服，一边就在唱这个 Hare Krishna mantra.
But he decided to continue walking.And then as he was walking, he saw along the banks of the river, there were some fishermen.
尽管他当时心里不太舒服，但是他还是决定 OK, 我继续往前走。结果再往前走，就看到有一些个渔民。
And they were pulling in the nets.
那个海边上、河边的那些渔民在那正在往岸上拉网。
And while they were pulling in the nets, the fishermen were chanting Hare Krishna.
那那些个渔民一边就是拉网、拉渔网，一边也在唱 Hare Krishna mantra.
By this time, he was becoming a little disturbed. He was thinking that his spiritual master really might have cheated him and didn't tell him something very confidential.
这个时候，他心里真的有点不高兴。他觉得他的灵性导师骗了他，并没有告诉他只有他自己知道的那个机密的知识。
But as he continued walking, he saw some boys playing.
接着他又往前走，结果就看到一些个小男孩正在玩。
And they had a little ball and they were throwing it back and forth to each other.
他们正在玩那种掷球的游戏，一个小球掷来掷去的。
And they were chanting Hare Krishna.
他们也在唱 Hare Krishna mantra.
So at this point, he decided he had to go back and inquire from his spiritual master.
这个时候他看完以后，他就决定不行，我要回去好好问问我的灵性导师了。
And he went back to the ashram and said to the spiritual master, I don't understand. I thought you gave me some very confidential teachings about chanting this Hare Krishna mantra.
然后他回到他的那个灵修所，就问他的灵性导师说，我不明白，我以为你教我唱这个 Hare Krishna mantra, 你教给了一些个我一些特殊的一些个知识。
And then he began to explain. I saw these washerwomen, these fishermen, these young boys, and they were all chanting Hare Krishna.
然后他就解释说，但是我这一路走过去，我看到那些个洗衣服、那些渔民、那些个小男孩都在唱 Hare Krishna mantra.
Can you explain to me how is this possible?
你能不能给我解释一下这是怎么回事？
So the spiritual master, instead of answering this question, he gave him a very valuable touchstone.
这位灵性导师他并没有马上给他的学生解释是怎么回事，相反给了他学生一块非常珍贵的石头，叫做点金石。
It looked like an ordinary stone.
那个点金石看上去像是一个普通的石头。
But he explained to him the real value of the stone.
但是呢，老师给那个学生解释，其实这块石头是多么珍贵。
And told him of the stone's potential that it could actually turn iron into gold.
他就告诉这个学生，实际上这个点金石是可以把铁转换为金子的。
He said, "Here is this touchstone. Please take it with you."
所以呢，他就跟他的学生说 ，OK， 这里有一块点金石，你拿着它。
I want you to go back to everyone that you met and show them the stone.
我呢，让你去做一件事儿，你就拿着这块石头，然后就沿路，无论你看到谁，你把这块石头给他们看。
And see if they can appreciate its value and give something worthy of its value to you in return.
然后呢，去看看他们是不是有可以有更珍贵的东西来跟你这块石头交换。
So the disciple faithfully took the stone and he went first to the washerwoman.
所以呢，这个学生就满怀信心的拿着这块点金石就去找那些个洗衣服去了。
And he handed the stone to one of the washerwomen. Do you see this valuable stone?
然后就问那个洗衣服说，哎，你有没有看到这块石头有多珍贵？
The washerwoman immediately took the stone and she looked at it and she said, and she started beating the clothes with it.
这个洗衣服接过石头看了看，就开始用这块石头砸他的正洗的衣服。
She couldn't appreciate its real value.
所以她没有办法真正欣赏这块石头的真正的价值。
And in fact, she liked the stones that she had better.
那事实上，当时她用了用以后，觉得还不太顺手，她更喜欢她自己正用的那块石头。
So she gave the stone back.
所以她就把这块石头就还给那个学生。
He then walked over to the fisherman when he saw her pulling in the nets.
然后这个学生拿着那块点金石继续往前走，就到了那个渔民那个地方去。
And he showed him the stone.
他就把那块石头给渔民看。
The fishermen looked at it and decided they would tie it to their net to use it as a weight.
那渔民看到这块石头以后，打量了一番，最后决定把这块石头用来去拴那个渔网，让渔网能够更加沉一些，可以往河里更加下下去。
They couldn't appreciate its real value either.
所以他们也没有办法欣赏这块石头的珍贵性。
And then he went to the young boys who were playing.
接着他又走到那些个少年正在玩的少年的身边，
Show them the stone.
把这个石头给他们看。
They immediately started throwing it back and forth with each other.
那那些少年马上就是来来回回的就开始玩起掷石头的游戏。
They also couldn't appreciate its value.
所以他们也没有办法去欣赏这块石头的珍贵性。
They liked the ball they had better than the stone.
他们更喜欢他们手里正玩的那个球。
So then he went back to the spiritual master.
所以呢，这个学生又回到他的灵性导师的身边。
Spiritual master said, "So did you show them the stone?"
所以灵性导师这人就问学生了，说你有没有给他们看这块石头啊
？And he said, "Yes, I showed it to them."
他说，对啊，我不给他们看了。
Were they able to appreciate its value?
老师问说，他们有能力去欣赏这块石头的珍贵性吗
？And then he told.The spiritual master what each one of them did with the stone when they got it.
然后学生呢就告诉他们的老师，那些个人他给他们看那个石头，那些人都是怎么反应的。
He said, "Yes, similarly, many people will chant Hare Krishna mantra."
所以他的老师就回答说，对了，同样的道理，很多人都在吟唱这个 Hare Krishna mantra.
But they will remain indifferent.
但是他们却。保持一种漠不关心的一种状态，不一样的状态。
Because they cannot appreciate this value.
因为他们根本就欣赏不了 Hare Krishna mantra 的可贵性。
And then the spiritual master enlightened his disciple about the true value of the holy name of the Lord.
接着，灵性导师就传授他的学生知识，啊，告诉他说这个 Hare Krishna mantra 啊是多么的珍贵。
Yes, Hare Krishna mantra, excuse me. So this Hare Krishna mantra is something of great value.
那么这个我们给大家介绍的这个 Hare Krishna mantra 实际上是非常非常珍贵的一个 mantra。
But one has to know and appreciate, the more one knows and appreciates the value of the Hare Krishna mantra,
那么人们越了解这个 mantra 的内涵，就会越欣赏这个 mantra 的价值。
The more one will be able to chant the mantra and experience what the mantra can do.
人们越是不断的练习去冥想、吟唱这个 mantra, 你就会越能够感受到这个 mantra 在你的生命当中所起的作用。
The mantra is not an ordinary sound vibration.
这个 mantra 不是普通的声音震荡。
It is a spiritual sound vibration.
实际上它是灵性的声音震荡。
There is a phrase, Golo Kera Prema Dana Harinama Sankirtana, which means the Hare Krishna mantra is imported from a spiritual world which is beyond this temporary physical world.
他刚才引述了一节梵文诗，这节梵文诗说的是这个 Hare Krishna mantra 实际上是从灵性的范畴、灵性的区域被带到我们现在这个世俗的区域。
The names that we attribute to articles and to matter, they are not spiritual sound vibrations.
我们用来去称呼普通的物质元素的这些个声音震荡，那些个名称，实际上它不是灵性的声音震荡。
Because the name and the substance are different.
那么它所表现的特点是名字和实体是不一样的。
This is the nature of matter, it's temporary.
这个实际上是物质的特性，物质的特性就是短暂。
For instance, I may be thirsty and I might chant water, water, water.
举个例子说，也许我现在渴了，渴了，然后我就开始不断的说水。
But if I keep on chanting water and water and water, I don't feel as if it will quench my thirst.
但是呢，我哪怕一直不断的就这样水水就这么喊下去，我也不会感到通过发出水的声音震荡，结果我就变得不口渴了。
This is because the name water and the substance water are different.
这是为什么呢？这是因为名称和实体是不一样的，两码事。
But the Hare Krishna mantra being a spiritual sound vibration.
但是 Hare Krishna mantra 由于它是灵性的声音震荡。
It means it's beyond this temporary physical world.
它实际上是超越我们现在这个短暂的物质世界的。
It's a sound vibration which is imported from that spiritual world into this world.
实际上这个声音震荡是从灵性的世界被带到我们现在所处的这个物质世界。
I have an experience. I used to go to the Soviet Union during communist times.
啊，他说我曾经有过体验，就是在这个前苏联那个时候是共产主义的时候，我曾经到那边去拜访。
In the late 1980s, I would go and I would lecture like this, but I would do it underground.
啊，那个时候差不多是1980年代，我呢也是去那边给讲课。只不过不像现在这样是公开的，而是在秘密地下进行的。
Because in the Soviet Union, we couldn't have centers like this during the communist times.
啊，因为在前苏联是共产主义时代的时候，我们不可能有这样的一种大的中心啊，等等。
And during the communist times, the Soviet Union, nobody even knew what a banana looked like.
啊，在这个前苏联的共产主义时期，人们甚至不知道香蕉长得是什么样子。
Nobody had ever seen it before because it didn't grow anywhere in the Soviet Union.
啊， 在那个之前，人们根本不知道有香蕉的存在，因为在前苏联没有任何一个地方生产香蕉的。
And then when communism fell, and then people started importing things from outside the Soviet Union.
那等到共产主义后来瓦解了以后，人们就开始做生意啊，就把香蕉进口到前苏联那个地区。
Many people got their first experience of what is a banana.
所以呢，大家都是首次感受到哦，什么是香蕉。
It was imported from outside.
所以实际上，那个香蕉是从国外进口到前苏联地区的。
People would go and they would bring it into the Soviet.
啊，那过去人们就是会到其他的国家去，然后把香蕉带进前苏联那个地区。
Similarly, the high Krishna mantra is imported from outside this material world.
同样的道理，实际上这个 Hare Krishna mantra 是。这个世界之外的世界是从那个世界进口到我们这个世界里来的。
It doesn't come originate in this world.
实际上不是从我们现在所处的这个世俗世界里面产生出来的。
It originates from a place which is beyond this temporary world.
那个哈利·克什的mantra实际上是从超越我们这个短暂的世俗世界的那个区域。
And therefore, when one begins to chant the Hare Krishna mantra,
所以呢，当人开始吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra 的时候，
one begins to get in touch with the eternal spiritual self.
他就开始跟永恒的真正的自我接触上。
That is the nature of a spiritual sound vibration.
这个就是灵性的声音。震荡的那种本质。
He said that it brings us in touch with the spiritual self.
也就是说，灵性的声音震荡可以让我们跟我们真正的灵性的自我可以开始发生接触。
Whereas mundane sounds, mundane vibrations, mundane names, they reinforce our identification with the physical world.
世俗的，现在我们接触的世俗的那些个声音震荡，那些个名称，它们只不过会让我们跟我们这些个短暂的肉体躯体去连接。
Whereas the whole foundation of spiritual knowledge and spiritual science and the spiritual self is to know the distinction between matter and spirit.
而灵性的知识。它的最基本的那些个内涵实际上就是让人们开始了解真正的灵性的自我跟外在的这个物质的肉身实际上是不一样的。
What is spirit? What is spirit?
那灵性灵魂是什么呢？
Spirit is eternal.
灵魂是永恒的。
Spirit is not just a negation of matter.
灵魂不是只是物质所产生的一个场体。
Because when the material body is finished, spirit continues to exist.
因为我们知道，当我们的肉身结束了的时候，那个灵性的灵魂它继续存在。
In Bhagavad Gita, the book that you might see outside.
那个《薄伽梵歌》是我们大家在外面能看到的那本书。
There is a verse, "Dehi nosmin dehi komaram jo manjara." That as the embodied soul passes in this life from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul simply passes into another body of death.
在《薄伽梵歌》里头就有一节诗就说了，正如灵魂，我们内在的自我，在这个身体里经历童年、青年。和老年的变化一样，当我们这个身体结束的时候，那个灵魂就会从这个身体出来，然后到另外一个身体里去。
Dira sattva muti, for one who's dira, dira means self-realized.
那么对于 dira 的那种人，也就是觉悟了自我的人来说。
He's not bewildered by that change.
他对于这样的一种外在的变化。不会迷惑他。
This is a person takes off old clothes and puts on new clothes. The soul takes off one body and accepts another body.
经典里就继续说了，正如一个人脱下旧服换新装一样，灵魂从一个身体出来，进入到另外一个身体里。有智慧的人不会被这种现象所迷惑。
Therefore, to know the spiritual self is essential.
因此，要了解真正的灵性自我，是我们人生的非常重要的。
If one wants to experience real satisfaction.
如果一个人想要真正体会到那种心满意足的感觉，他必须要了解灵性的自我。
Because the self is different than the temporary physical body.
因为我们真正的自我跟我们现在这种短暂的肉身是不一样的。
How can the self become satisfied by simply catering to the needs of the physical body?
如果一个永恒的自我一直不断地把注意力放在照顾短暂的肉身上，那么他自己怎么能够真正地感到心满意足呢？
My spiritual master used to use the example.
我的灵性导师曾经就举例子。
If you take a fish out of water and put it on the land.
他说如果你把一条鱼从水里头捞出来，然后把它放在岸上，
you can give the fish something to eat.
你可以给这个鱼喂点吃的，
give him something to drink.
然后给他喝点东西，
you can entertain him.
Entertain
him? Entertain him means to
give him.
Put a television set in front of him and let him watch it.
啊，那个你可以给他吃，给他喝，你可以让他去从事一些娱乐活动。
Give him a cigarette to smoke.
让他抽根烟。
You can do so many things to the fish to try to give it some pleasure.
啊，你可以就是把你所能想象的能给这条鱼让它感到快乐的东西都给它。
But it's very unnatural for the fish to try to live outside the water.
但是呢，对于鱼来说，让它在水之外的环境去生活的话，实际上是很不自然的一个环境。
Any attempt to satisfy the fish outside of the water will not be successful.
如果你想要让这条鱼在水之外的环境里面，让它就是你想尽各种办法让它满足的话，你不会成功的。
If you want to satisfy the fish.Put it back in the water.
如果你想让鱼感到满足，你就是把鱼放回到水里就可以了。
Because the water is a natural habitat for the fish.
因为水这个环境是鱼自然生长的环境。
Similarly, the soul, its natural habitat is to not have to die.
那么同样的道理，那个灵魂它原来的那个本性是不死的。
Natural habitat is a place where there's no birth, no death.
它原本应该就是它的所生活的那个状态和地方，应该是没有生、没有死的。
Because the fundamental difference between matter and spirit.
因为物质和灵性的最根本的区别是。
Is that matter is temporary?
物质是短暂的。
And spirit is eternal.
而灵魂灵性是永恒的。
This is fundamental difference between matter and spirit.
这个是两者根本的区别。
And an intelligent person will try to understand what is the difference between matter and spirit.
有智慧的人，他就会想要了解这两者彼此之间的那个区别究竟是什么。
Because when one understands the difference between matter and spirit, then one can understand how to satisfy the self.
因为当人真正的开始明白到灵魂和物质之间的区别以后，他就开始能够明白怎么样真正的让自己满足了。
Because gratification of the temporary physical body.Fully satisfy the self.
我们一天到晚所从事的那种满足自己这个肉身的那些个活动，实际上并不能 让我们内在真正的自我灵魂感到满足。
So a spiritual sound vibration is that which puts one in touch with himself.
所以呢，这种灵性的声音震荡，它是能够让我们自己和我们自己真正的开始连接上。
And when one comes in touch with himself, then one is able to make distinguish between matter and spirit.
当人真的跟自己连接上以后，他就可以分清楚什么是物质的，什么是灵性的。
Because the ability to satisfy the self is much different than simply satisfying the body.
因为满足真正的自我的这种能力，跟只不过是去满足这个短暂的肉身，那个是完全不一样。
And satisfying the self is so much more satisfying than satisfying the body.
满足真正的自我以后，你所感受到的那种满足感，比你只是满足你的肉身所感受的满足感要强烈的多。
Is that gradually what happens? Is that one begins to experience a realization of who am I?
那么逐渐逐渐，当人们不断的这样做的时候，他就慢慢慢慢开始真正的认识到自己，我是谁。那个身份了。
Sometimes people try to undergo very severe austerities, physical austerities, in order to disidentify themselves with the physical body.
有的时候有一些人为了让自我跟那个短暂的躯体能够区分开来，他们呢愿意去从事非常艰巨的苦行。
But this is unnatural.
但是呢，这样的一种做法实际上是很不自然的。
Not only is it unnatural, it's unnecessary.
而且不仅是不自然，是没有必要的。
It's very, very difficult.
因为苦行是很困难的事情。
To restrain senses from the sense objects.
我们必须要控制自己，不要去追求那些个感官的对象。
To subject the physical body to.Fire, extreme cold.
所以过去的那些一些个瑜伽师把自己放在特别热的那个火圈里头，或者是让自己坐到冰冷的水里面。
There are many ascetics who choose this path as an attempt to disassociate themselves with the physical body.
过去有很多灵修的人就选择这种方法，然后让自己慢慢的可以。分清楚真正的自我和那个短暂的肉身彼此之间的区别。
But simply to know that I am not this body is not full knowledge.
但是其实仅仅光知道自己不是这个肉身，这种知识不是一种完整的知识。
We're still left with the question, if I'm not this body, then who am I?
我们即使知道了我不是这个身体，但是我们有没有知道我其实是谁呢？
Like if you ask me, who am I?
就像比方说你问我说
Ask who are you?
就像你们问说 OK, 你是谁？
And I said, I'm not Vladimir Putin. I'm not Vladimir Putin.
他说他的回答就是我不是那个普京。
We were talking about Vladimir Putin.
对，因为今天在车上我们来的时候，正在谈那个俄罗斯的那个普京呢。
Or I'm not Barack Obama.
或者人家问你是谁啊，你就跟人家回答说我不是奥巴马。
But that still doesn't say who I am.
但是这并没有真正的说明你究竟是谁啊。
Simply to know that I'm not this body still doesn't.Give me full understanding of who am I.
所以说，我们如果仅仅知道我们不是这个身体，并没有给我们那个概念，我们究竟是谁。
Therefore, it's very unnatural and unnecessary simply to undergo severe, harsh austerities in order to realize the self.
因此，为了能够认识自己，去从事那么艰巨的苦行，只是为了让。自我感觉到那个真正的我和那个短暂的物质身体不是一回事，真的是不必要的事情。
The Hare Krishna mantra is so potent.
那个 Hare Krishna mantra 它的力量是那么的强大。
It's infested with the potency of the spiritual realm.
因为它的那个力量，灵性的力量，是来自灵性的区域。
That by chanting the Hare Krishna contrary, one begins to experience self-satisfaction.
我们通过做这个 Hare Krishna mantra 的这种冥想，我们可以感受到内在自我的那种满足感。
And when the self is satisfied, it is so much superior than simple physical pleasure.
当我们真正感受到自我的那种满足感的时候，你就会发现我们物质躯体的一些个所谓的快感变得是那么的微不足道。
That diminishing one's physical pleasure is not a very difficult task.
那么要减少物质的躯体去追求这种所谓的快感，其实你就会发现，通过冥想这个 mantra， 你就会发现不是一件难的事情。
Because it's natural.
因为那变成一个很自然的事情。
My spiritual master used to give an example.
我的灵性导师曾经举例子说
，He used to use many analogies to help us understand simple spiritual subjects.
我的灵性导师经常会做一些个比喻然后让我去了解一些个简单的灵性的真相。
If you see a young child playing with knives, it's very dangerous.
他就说，你们有没有看到那个小孩子、小男孩手里拿一把刀在玩？
And if you try to take the knife away from the child, it can become even more dangerous.
如果你这个时候想要把那个刀从那个小男孩手里头拿过来的话，更危险。
Because the child will resist.
因为那个小孩子他会不愿意给你。
And if the child resists, the child will try to hold on even more.
当那个小男孩他不想给你的时候，他就会紧紧地抓住那把刀不放。
He said, "But if you hand the child a nice, colorful toy."
但是呢。如果你是换另外一种方式，你给那个小男孩一个非常就是五彩缤纷的一个玩具。
That in order to take for the child to take the toy, he has to drop the knife.
那那个小男孩就为了拿你给他的那个玩具，他就得把刀放下。
So the knife and the danger is immediately relieved, dissipated.
那这个时候，那把刀对这个小男孩马上就不会有那种危险。
Because the child sees it's something better.
因为为什么呢？因为那个小男孩他看到哦，原来有比那个刀更好的东西可以玩。
There's no strong resistance to giving up the knife.
那个时候他的心里就不会那么不愿意把那个刀放下了。
Because the toy is so much better.
因为那个玩具比那个刀看起来要好玩多了。
Simply chanting Hare Krishna, it reveals what is so much better in life.
同样道理，我们如果做 Hare Krishna mantra 的冥想的话，慢慢生命当中更美好的所有的一切就会向我们展示出来。
It reveals the self.
而且我们真正的自我也开始展示出来。
Not only does it reveal the self, but Hare Krishna mantra nourishes the self.
这个 Hare Krishna mantra 不仅仅是让真我试出来，而且它让那个真正的我感到得到了滋养。
And when the self or the I feels nourishment and strength from chanting Hare Krishna mantra，
那当那个真正的自我，它通过做这个 Hare Krishna mantra 的冥想，感到得到滋养以后
，then I very naturally become less dependent upon those things which only give me temporary pleasure。
那个时候，它就不会再对。他曾经依恋过的那些个短暂的东西再继续执着下去。
It's natural.
因为这是很自然的一个状态。
It's nothing unnatural about it.
在整个这个过程当中没有那种非常人为的不自然的状态发生。
It is a spiritual science.
这个实际上是一门灵性的科学。
And as with any type of science, one has to be willing to go into the laboratory and perform an experiment if one wants to get a desired result.
当我们这个去研究任何一门科学的时候，我们最后都要准备到实验室里头去做试验，然后得出那个结论，是吧？
And the experiment is the willingness to chant Hare Krishna mantra.
那我们这个灵性的科学怎么试验呢？就是我们想要吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra， 做这种冥想。
And the more one knows about the real value of the Hare Krishna mantra，
那随着我们越来越了解这个 Hare Krishna mantra 的珍贵性。
The more one will be willing to continue to chant the mantra.
人就会越来越想要继续的去做这种冥想。
If one actually wants to experience the full benefit of the chanting of Hare Krishna.
那当人能够最后体验到吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra 这种冥想的那种全然的利益和好处的时候。
So as I said in the beginning,My only credit is that I've chanted Hare Krishna mantra every day for 42 years.
就像我刚才从一开始我跟大家说的，我唯一到这儿来跟大家分享的这个资格，就是因为我42年来天天连续不断的做这种冥想，没有中断过。
Not only do I chant myself.Hare Krishna mantra meditation for a minimum of 2 hours.
啊，我每天不仅仅是我自己一个人独自的这个吟诵 Hare Krishna mantra 做这种冥想。
But I also chant with others.
我而且还跟其他人一起去吟唱。
And we have kirtan.
我们就会举办，经常举办 kirtan。刚才给大家介绍。
And the experience that I get in kirtan is.Very nourishing.
那我在这种贴尔坦的冥想里头所得到的那种体会，让我感到备受滋养。
Not only because I feel spiritually nourished by chanting myself.
而且呢，我不仅仅是通过做这种贴尔坦，我自己感到那么的得到滋养。
But I feel very spiritually nourished by sharing something which is very valuable with others.
我同时也感到跟别人分享可贵的内容，那种满足感。
And therefore, I try to help them understand to appreciate the potential value of chanting Hare Krishna mantra.
正因为如此，我就一直努力地跟大家分享，希望大家能够去感受到 Hare Krishna mantra 这种冥想的方式能够给我们带来。那种巨大的好处。
The mantra will act.
那个 mantra 本身自己就会在我们内在起作用。
Even if one doesn't fully understand the nature of the mantra, still it will begin to work.
哪怕我们不完全了解这个 mantra, 它到底那个原理是什么呀？等等等等的有关一些知识，可是只要我们这么做了 ，mantra 自己就会起作用。
Just like if a child touches fire, the fire doesn't discriminate and say, "Oh, it's a child, I won't burn."
啊，这个就像那个火，它会烧到我们，它不会因为是一个小孩子去碰火，然后火就想说，哦，这是个小孩，我不去烧它，
no.
不会这样。
Child touches fire, fire burns.
啊，所以那小孩子他去碰火，火照样烧它。
Similarly, if one chants Hare Krishna, it will act.
同样的道理，哪怕是我们不知道 Hare Krishna mantra 的原理，但是只要我们这么做了 ，mantra 就会起作用。
To go on chanting Hare Krishna.
那如果我们一直不断的这么样的去做这个冥想的话
，To experience the full benefit of chanting Hare Krishna.
我们就会感受到这个吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra 的这个全部的这个利益。
One must be able to appreciate its value.
要想要得到这个全部的利益的话，人应该能够去欣赏到它的珍贵性。
So I've simply come to introduce to you some chanting this evening for a short time.
所以呢，我今天呢，就是利用今天晚上的时间，这个短暂的时间，来跟大家分享。
As I look at the clock, I realize I don't even have that much more time to chant with you.
当我看那个表的时候，我就意识到我已经没有多长时间能跟你们一起吟唱。
But we will chant a little bit more if you'd like to stay and chant with us.
但是如果大家愿意的话，我们就多唱一些，好吗？
And then I
多唱一个。
Humbly encourage you that if you find any pleasure experience from chanting in these few minutes with us, then take this mantra with you and chant it more.
所以呢，我谦卑的向大家请求。现在还剩几分钟，如果我们一起这个吟唱这个 mantra， 大家感受到一些个好处的话，那么今后离开以后，请你们继续去做这样的冥想。
We are very eager to freely distribute this mantra.
啊，我们非常渴望无条件的把这个 mantra 分享给大家。
I'm sorry, I didn't give you something very, very, very confidential.
我非常抱歉，我没有给大家讲。特别机密的东西。
I told all of you at the same time about this mantra.
我不是答 族给你们某一个人讲这个秘密，我是同时给这么多人去讲这个内容。
And there are many others also who know about this mantra.
那外面还有很多人，他们也是现在知道这个 mantra.
But I will share something very confidential with you.
但是我现在要跟大家分享特别机密的内容。
Don't stop.
天哪，不要停止奋斗。这个是从我发自内心的告诉大家的秘密。
Once you start, don't stop.
啊，你一旦开始做这种冥想，永远都不要再结束。
Just chant as much as you can.
啊，你呢就尽量的能做这种冥想多少。
Whenever you remember, oh yes, Hare Krishna mantra.
啊。
Whenever you remember, oh yes, Hare Krishna mantra.
啊，每当你想起来说，哦，对了，那个 Hare Krishna mantra.
Then immediately chant.
然后你就马上就去吟唱吟诵。
And see for yourself.
然后你自己就看一看那个结果是什么。
If there's some value to this Hare Krishna mantra.
看一看这个 Hare Krishna mantra 它的那个可贵性是怎么回事。
Thank you, Hare Krishna.
谢谢大家 ，Hare Krishna.